I still hear mama praying. I still hear. Oh, I still hear mama praying. Still hear. I still hear mama praying. I still hear. And the prayer that she prayed still keeping me. Oh, when mama bowed her head and kneeled down in fervent prayer, for she knew how to call on the name of Jesus, for she knew he'll meet her there. Oh, she thanked him for her help and her strength just to run this Christian race. Well, she never failed to pray for her children, saying, Lord, save them by your grace. Oh, I still hear mama praying. I still hear. I still hear. Oh, Lord. I still hear mama praying. And the prayer she prayed, oh, still keeping me. Oh. Now the one that you call mama, she may be sleeping in the arms of our God, but the memories of the family devotion cause us to always trust in the Lord. Oh, she prayed for the Lord to bless and keep her children, to always let the love of God abide. Oh, she prayed that the Lord would cover her children, saying, Lord, save them by your grace. Oh, pray for me. Pray for me, yeah. Pray, yeah. Pray for me. Oh, pray, yeah. Pray, yeah. I can hear mama praying for me. I still hear. Anybody gotta pray, mama? I can hear mama praying now, yeah. Oh, I still hear mama praying. My mama prayed for me, had me on a mind, took the time and prayed for me. Oh, I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. She prayed for me. Somebody got a mother that was praying, praying for you. She had you on her mind, took the time and prayed for you. Are you glad your mama prayed? Are you glad your mama prayed? Let's sing it one time together. I'm so glad she prayed for me.
My mother prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. He's worthy. I say he's worthy. He's worthy of all the praise. It wasn't the clock that woke us up this morning early. But it won't nobody but our God. Do you know him? Have you accepted him? Have you called up on him? Did you take time to praise him this morning? I said, can't nobody do you like the Lord. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. I said, he brought me out of the dark. He brought me out of darkness and moved me into the marvelous light. And I'm so glad about it. Do you know him? Have you called up on him? Have you received him as your Savior? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. His name is Jesus, and he came down through 40 and two generations. Suffered, bled, and died on Calvary, buried in a grave, rose on the third day. Look at somebody say, resurrection power. I believe that there's resurrection power even in here right now. Hallelujah. Not only that, I believe there's a miracle in this room. I'm like Tasha Bea, Tasha Cobbs now. There's a miracle in this room. I believe that there's a healing in this room. Not only that, I believe that there's a breakthrough in this room. Do you believe that today? So you ought to go ahead on and say your name out loud. You ought to begin to throw it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, because the healing is in the atmosphere. A breakthrough is in the atmosphere. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the young lady got up a while ago and began to do her thing on her tribute, praise God, I said to the Lord, we might as well do the benediction and go ahead on home. Praise God. Let me go from there to here. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. For he forgiveth all our iniquity, and he healeth all our diseases. Come on with me, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Highly esteemed Reverend Horsley, to all the other clergies that are here, praise God, to his wife, to my husband, to the Diggins, and I could go on and on and on. I told them last week when I began to preach in Walnut Grove, and a few weeks back when I was in Dunn, North Carolina, I said, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, you just gonna talk a little bit. And every now and then, seemed like I would get up on the mountain, morale. All right. And when I head up that way, he was dropping down real hard, and I could just talk a little bit. I feel like today, if he let me start off wide open, he's gonna keep me down today. Amen? God is a good God. And I'm not gonna be before you long. Amen? Some of you got your mothers here, or you got them on their job. And I got my mother right here, her picture on a little piece of paper. My mother's gone already, praise God. And I'm reminded of her when I think about it. You know, I remember when my sister Molly and I, we was like 8 years old, and she would put us on the cotton picking truck. And we would have to go and pick cotton and be out of school for maybe like a half a month or a month when school opened up. And when we get in there, all the other people, they already way ahead of us. And I remember, but I love her, praise God. And I call her my queen. And I remember one day I told my sister, I said, when I go to the field today, I'm, you know how you drink an old Pepsi-Cola back there in a bottle, you folks that's older than we are. Hey, look, when I said that day, I said, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to stand over the bottle because the Yellow Jackets was in it. And I said, I'm going to stand over the bottle so they can sting my legs so I can go home. I went over there and I stood over the bottle and the Yellow Jackets stung my leg, and I got home to tell my mom about it, and guess what? She stung me. She took them three switches and braided them up like you braid that hair, and she wore me out, praise God, because I was lazy that day, and I didn't want to pick in the cotton. I'm just so thankful for the mothers today, praise God. And I say happy Mother's Day all to all the mothers today. It's good to have a mother that's still living. Amen. Now, it was over a month ago, and my husband will tell you I've been warring like I don't know what. Because over a month ago, I heard one scripture for this church, for us today. And I tried to wrestle and get me some more somewhere else. And God kept bringing me back to there. But he did allow me to put one onto it. But I'm going to be in Proverbs today out of 31, 26, and 30. I'm not going to stay before you long because we want to go so you can celebrate with your mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be out of Proverbs 31, 26, and 30. I try not to do too much talking. I can get a chance to say a few words. I may not give a lot of parables onto whatever I'm going to talk about, but I just want to encourage the mothers today too, amen, and we want to get even more thankful for them. We want to be able to respect them even more, amen. I don't have my mother, but I want to respect your mother. I remember a long time ago, if we was in the neighborhood and if we went out and one of the mothers had to whoop us, woo, and my mama found out about it, she was going to give us another whooping. Praise God. And I definitely didn't want the teacher to go home and tell her nothing. And don't send no note by me because I ain't caring. Praise God. But when she found out, though, I got double trouble. Praise the Lord. It says in 31, 26, and 30, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. 30 says, favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. For a controlling thought for a few minutes, I want to just use a woman that fear the Lord. A woman that fear the Lord. Up out of there, I want to use three little nuggets, I'm going to call them. It's going to be about a woman, a wife, a mother. A woman, a wife, a mother. Anybody that know me, if I'm preaching during the month of May, because we women, they allow us to come out the cage and preach in May, and being we're going to celebrate mom, we're celebrating celebrating our mothers, amen, and I always say mom, so I got the word mom, and I'm going to put an S onto it this time, moms, amen, M-O-M-S. And so I want to use the M as ministration again. I'm going to use the O as operation. I'm going to use the other M as manifestation. And I'm going to use that S as stand. All right. Is that all right? All right? Huh? Ministration, operation, manifestation, stand. A woman, a wife, a mother. Now, I know that as many of you that are in here already know this truth. Gospel be preached over and over before I even thought about getting saved, before I even come forth from my mother's womb. The gospel has been preached over and over again. Amen. So you're being reminded over and over again. So that's what I come today to say to those that are already established and those that already know this present truth. I'm like Peter in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 12 and 13, which says, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things." He said, "Though you know them and be established in the present truth," he said, yet I think is right, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. I said that to say this, that I'm only a vessel to be used by the unction of the Holy Ghost, that he'll speak through me to us to stir us up by putting us in remembrance of what thus says the Lord. A woman that fears the Lord. Let me just work with it a few minutes. Learning to walk in the fear of the Lord will bring great blessings to your life. When I heard the announcements in Psalms 128 and 1, it says, "Blessed is not only the woman," amen, "but blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his way." That is, that be obedient to him. That is, that don't only be just a hearer, but they're a doer also, because they know if they're not a hearer and a doer, that they're deceiving themselves. Huh? A woman that fears the Lord, blessed is she. She opens her mouth, the word says, with wisdom, and wisdom is given through the fear of the Lord. If I will call upon Job in the Old Testament, Job 28 and 28, it says, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." It's, wisdom is the ability to judge correctly and to follow the best course of action. If I look at Solomon, God wanted to know what did he want, paraphrase from the scripture, and Solomon said, "I want wisdom. I want wisdom to be able to justly serve your people, to judge your people." Huh? The book of Proverbs ends with a word of praise for a woman, for a wife, for a mother of noble character. A woman, a wife, amen, that is wise and she's kind. She works hard to take care of her household. And she performs acts of kindness in her community. A wife like this is a priceless asset to her family. Her price is far above rubies, 31 and 10. A woman that fear the Lord. The Bible says, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Huh? And to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. Huh? The wisdom and the understanding that we see here is that which comes from the Bible, from the Holy Word of God. But you know, in spite of what the word says, what God says in his word, still most people spend far more of their time and effort to obtain money, huh? To attain fame and to attain the knowledge of God Almighty. A woman, amen, a female adult, that's what the dictionary tells us. In other words, she's a daughter of a mother, which is a female offspring of a husband and a wife. The mother hear God saying, "Train up a child in the way he or she should go." Am I not right about it? "And they will not depart from it." I come by to remind the mothers, you have laid wait many nights and been praying for your sons and your daughters. But I come by to remind you that God said if we train them up in the way they ought to go, according unto the will of God, He said they will not depart from it. They may string out their long, long ways, hallelujah, but they're coming back because Isaiah says his word, go out and it will not return unto him void. It's going to do what he sent it to do. It's going to accomplish, and it's going where he sent it to go. Am I not right about it? Now, when I look at the text, amen, and I think about a mother and this daughter, even this daughter in Proverbs says, talks about this virtuous daughter, this noble daughter, amen. And I think about her and becoming a wife and then becoming a mother. How many know that's the line, that's the process, and where that God called us to do it? Am I not right about it? We born from our mother's wombs, and then one day, amen, we find ourselves growing up and we become women, amen. And after that, then some man find us. When a man finds us a wife, he finds us a good thing. Am I not right about it? And then she become a mother. Yes, you might have did it out of the way of the will of God, amen. You might have become a mother, amen, and then got married later, but God's mercy and his grace is right there for you. So you carry on, because today, hallelujah, you can get it right, amen, and you can push and press on, amen, in his will. So when I looked at that daughter, amen, I thought about Timothy. I thought about this one virtuous woman that she had to have a mother, amen. Am I not right about it? So Timothy says in 2 Timothy 1:5, when I call to remember the unfragile faith that is in thee, Paul saying to Timothy, which dwells first in thy grandmother Lois, and our mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in thee also. I believe even this virtuous woman, amen, her mother taught her, hallelujah, how to take off the old man and put on the new man. I believe, praise God, that her mother taught her, amen, to walk in the will of God. I believe that her mother taught her, hallelujah, that always do the will of the Father. I believe that the mother taught her, his daughter, don't let them get you caught up on in the world. To be in the world, but not of the world. I believe that her mother taught her, hallelujah, because the mama supposed to be setting an example. Ain't that right? We train them up. I believe that her mother taught her daughter, when you go to the job and they're raising all kind of sand, you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You just stand still and hold your peace. Ain't that the way we're supposed to do? If we are mothers, amen, hallelujah, then we train them up in the way that God would have them to go. And when she train them up like that, you ain't got to worry about them, hallelujah, because they're going to be a friend. There are three women, amen, that's prominent in the book of Proverbs. You want to know who the first one is when you first began to read? It's wisdom. It's personified, amen, as a woman. She's like a prophet, and the Bible says this. She stood in the street, and she cried out loud. Look, daughter, we have all these women trying to be our best friends sometimes, and they forsake us and they go away. But there's a prophetess, and her name is Wisdom, amen. She says, come on over. I got the table spread, and the feast of the Lord is going on. If you come on over, I'll make you wise, amen. You'll learn how to be kind no matter where you are. You'll learn that the word of God says you speak. It's a time to speak and a time to be silent. Am I not right about it? You'll learn to show forth love, hallelujah, wisdom, and then there is that old adulterous woman. And mama is doing all she can to keep you and keep me from growing up being that old adulterous woman. Huh? She loves to seduce. Am I not right about it? She loves to try to distract. Am I not right about it? Hallelujah. So mama don't really want her boy to marry. Ain't that right? Praise God. And so then there's the virtuous woman. And this is the one that knows how to treat her husband. Huh? Mm-hmm. They pluck our nerve. And the right girls, we might as well be for real. They pluck our nerves. Praise the Lord. My eyes in here sitting, he heard me. Huh? Yes. He asked a question. I'm asking for his wife. Yes. I know you do. I ain't behind the door. But I know you do. They pluck our last nerve. But that's all right. God said we do what we're supposed to do.
Come on now.
Ain't that right? We respect them. The word of God said respect them even if they don't obey the word of God. I thought, oh, I'm through now, God, that you mean to tell me I still got to do right, buddy? I said, I'm through. I was on the way to get the baseball bat. And God showed it to me. Hey, this is Mother's Day, and we're thankful for our mothers teaching us. My mother used to tell me, she said, Barbara, don't you call me Barbara. She said, you better stop taking that old shower going out the door. It's going to catch up with you after a while. And you know what I said? Mama don't know what she's talking about. She don't got so old. But it caught up with me. Huh? And it had you hurting every time you move. It caught up with me. For what I'm, the only thing I'm trying to say today, praise God, is respect your mothers. Honor thou father and thou mother. Mother, we are so thankful for you today. All of you. The ones that got children in the natural, and then those that are spiritual kids. Oh, God gave me a ministry, and my ministry was, and is right now, is that if I start Bible study at my beauty salon years ago, he said to me, I draw all your family to me. That's what he told me. Yes. And I started, and let me tell you, and it's dealing with my mother. And my mother said, my mama told me, you know, go to them little churches. You all know they call them front door, front door, whatever. Huh? Door front, show front, store front. Yeah. And so she stayed at home. And then all the year goes by. For a whole year, baby, I'm having Bible study. I got one girl, she was in there with me. The customer, they would be anyway, because we had church all day, every day. And the one girl would sit there with me every night. And went for a whole year, and I was like, God, I know what you said to me. Didn't see nobody. One night, I went to sleep, and I heard him say, open your eyes and peep. I was dreaming. And when I did, I looked up, and it was the prettiest cloud that I ever seen. And in that cloud, I saw the alphabet J, and then I saw a cross. And in that, when I woke up that morning, I couldn't tell anybody all day long. I had preachers just coming in and getting the hair done. And normally, you know how fast you won't tell your dream, but I couldn't tell it. I had to plunder it. And all day long, I kept seeing that cloud, and I saw that J, and I saw that cross, and I was saying, Jesus and the cross, Jesus and the cross. See, you hear what I said? Nobody had come in a whole year. About 8 o'clock that night, I'm sitting at my table at home, and I heard it sound like the sheriff knocking. Y'all know how the sheriff knock, don't you? They knock real hard, like they're going to turn the door down. Amen. I heard somebody knocking just like that so hard. And when I opened the door, it was my sister, and she said, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. And I said, what is it you want? What? I want what you got. And I said, what? Well, she wanted to be saved. She got saved, Jeanette. That was Jeanette and the cross. That night I had seen in my sleep, Jeanette and the cross. The J was Jeanette. He had already received her, but she just had to go through the flow mat. Amen. I say to you today, love your mothers and understand that they are your watchmen. You know, the watchmen sit on the wall. You can't crawl out the window no more. Huh? Y'all know how we crawl out the window, try to get away, make sure you see mama sleep. couldn't go out no other way. The house was real small, so all the rooms you could see when anybody go by the door. But you couldn't go. You couldn't go. I'm getting ready to close it down because I truly believe you got it. Amen. You got it. A wise woman. A kind woman. Amen. She watching you. That's the way the watchmen do. When God called Jeremiah and them, set them on the wall as watchmen. And when they sit up there on the top of the wall, boy, they can see everything. And you know what else they'll do? They'll warn you when wrong coming your way. Amen. They'll warn you when that lying spirit coming your way. They'll make sure they'll say, oh, don't do that. That ain't nothing but one, because they're able to discern that they have kept in that womb for 9 long months. There's a closeness there, amen? Amen. And so they'll minister to you. Take heed to their ministration. Operate in what they are teaching you, amen, because if we honor our mother and our father, our days going to be what? Main thing is to love the Lord, thy God, with all your heart, all your strength, and all your mind, amen, with everything that you got, and surrender. I'm not just talking to just to be talking, amen. I'm telling you, I do exactly what the Holy Ghost give me to do. And that's exactly what he gave me. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Huh? Wisdom. And when she get ready to get some instructions, she's so kind with it. We be thinking it's tough and it's bad. But she's so kind with it. And not only that, praise God, quit. But she knows God Almighty. She loves the Lord. And she loves what God has done for her. He blessed her with you. He formed you in her womb. And amen. And he birthed you up out on the earth. And we ought to be thankful. Thankful. Tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you for even the woman, young daughter becoming a woman, then meeting a husband, and then bringing forth children, and that cycle go on and on again. That daughter and her children. So then treat Grandma Lois. Ain't that what Timothy said? That's right. Treat Grandma Lois right. And treat your mother Eunice right.
That's right.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
When I was at home, I said, God, I'm going to name it. I'm going to name the woman you. Y'all know your name ain't you. My name ain't you either. My name is Sally. But he wouldn't let me work with it that way. Huh? Praise God. I'm through. Set up on your feet. I'm through. It ain't nothing else I got to say because I can't say nothing about I'd be on my own then. Apart from him, I can't do nothing. I know when the Holy Ghost is, he's still in here, but he ain't up here. Huh? Ain't that right, bro? Muslim musician. You got some over there to give us right now so they can get their praise on. Huh? Let them get the praise on so I can get my praise. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't forget the order, the process. Amen, young ladies. Don't forget that order. Is a daughter, is a woman, a wife. Then a mother. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, come on. Get your praise on. Come on now. Thank the Lord for this woman of God. Amen. To God be all the glory. Amen. 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 Can we say to Pastor Twine, repeat after me, Pastor Twine, thank you for the word. Pastor Twine, I receive the word. Pastor Twine, I will do the word in the name of Jesus. Now thank the Lord for this woman of God on this morning. You may be seated.